In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. So it is a blessing to see all of you today. I was kind of thinking about this morning's sermon, and I started to think about these movies that I like to watch. Probably in the 1980s, the 1990s, there were these kind of hero military movies, you know, maybe with Arnold Schwarzenegger or something like that in it, because I'm a huge fan. So these movies used to, basically, they would take place where there was a dictator, and this dictator would have, like, I don't know, like a little island or whatever. And on this island, as you'd walk down the streets, there were always these images, right, of the dictator, right? He always had his poster everywhere, billboards all over the place. And in sometimes, maybe in areas where he wasn't favored, they might draw pictures on the dictator's face, right? So maybe like mustache or maybe some devil horns or something like that. And as you know from these types of movies, and as we know of all dictators, if someone, you know, hurts their image or their picture, what would happen to them? They'd go to jail, right? Or maybe even worse, right? So you always have this idea that you don't mess with a dictator's picture. So then I got to thinking to myself, well, if I were to invite you to my house, and you were to come over and we had pictures of family all over the place, and you were to take a Sharpie, and you were to write on my mom's face, what would I do to you? Yeah, that's right. It wouldn't be pretty. I would be as nice as I could, but I would not like it, right? Even though it's not my mom, right? But it's an image of her. And I love my mom and her image, right? And that got me thinking. It got me thinking about today's scripture reading. See, our Lord was pretty serious about this idea of making sure that we take care of one another. Why? Because we are His images. We are these little images of God who created us walking around the world. And what He's telling us today is one of the most important things that you can do is that you make sure that you take care of the images in this world. Because when you do that, you are caring for me. When you take care of those who are least among you, Jesus says today, you are caring for me because they were created in the image and likeness of God. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, we are getting ever closer to Great and Holy Lent. It is a time that the church is asking us to get ready, but more than just get ready, it's asking us to do something on this journey, to look at ourselves and ask our St. Matthew, and it's in chapter 25. And one of the things you know that I like to do is make sure that you understand what's happening in these chapters, okay? So Matthew 25 has three parables, and at some point we've talked about all these parables before. The first parable is of the wise and the unwise virgins, right? There were 10 of them. The oil, remember, 5 had the oil, 5 did not. The idea is that Jesus is going to come one day, and guess who needs to be ready? Us, that's right. We have to be ready for His coming. The next parable that is in Matthew 25 is of the talents. You guys remember that? I think we talked about it maybe 2 months ago. It's another reminder that guess who's coming? Jesus. And He's going to ask us, what did you do with the resources that I gave you, with the talents and the skills that I gave you? What did you do with them? And then today, we heard the final one, the third one, and that's the separation of the sheep and the goats. And this is the big one, right? This is the one where Jesus says, okay, well, this is what you were supposed to be doing while I'm gone. This is what I need you to do if you want to be on the right side, right? So it's this glorious scene, right? Jesus comes down, He's surrounded by angels, and He's sitting in this throne. And it says He's going to judge the nations. He's going to separate them like a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And on the right hand, He's going to tell the ones that did things right, He's going to say, come over here and inherit, right, what our Lord has built from the beginning of time for those who have done what they were supposed to do. And then He goes through this litany of things, right? He says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick, You visited me. When I was in prison, you ministered to me. And as we just heard, they were dumbfounded, right? They said, well, when did we do all these things to you? Remember the idea of the image. He says, when you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. Then he says to the goats, right? He says, come over here. He says, when I was hungry, when I was thirsty, when I was a stranger, when I was naked, you did nothing. And they go, when did that happen, right? And Jesus says, well, look, when you ignored those who needed you, you ignored me. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to do this. But if I were to ask all of you here today, how many of you have actually helped someone, fed them? I would suspect all of you would raise your hands because we have a what? A food pantry, right? And at some time, I'm looking out here, someone here has helped in this food pantry, or you've given resources to it, or you've donated a can. You've done something, right? How many of you have called someone who's sick? Pretty sure all of your hands would go up. How many of you have been to some nice to someone who came into this church? I bet your hands would all go up. But I'm pretty sure, if I were to ask another question, how many of you maybe have ignored the guy or the gal on the street with the sign? My hand's going up. Right? How many of you have maybe not called someone who was sick because you got busy or whatever it was? My hand's going up. How many have maybe ignored the stranger? My hand's not coming down, is it? You know why? Because I don't think it's about being sheep or goats. I think it's about being sheep and goats. See, there are times in our lives where we are sheep, where we do the right thing. And there's times in our lives where we, all of us, are goats. Lent is that time where we're not supposed to focus on the times that I'm a sheep, but it's the time that I focus on me being a goat. Lent is the time where I try and transform those goat parts of me, right? And give them to Jesus and allow him to change them. Lent is the time where I ask myself, where am I falling short? What can I do better to love that person who's coming to these doors? What can I do better when I'm out in the world? How can I welcome the stranger even better? Those are the things that we need to work on. Because all of us at one time have been sheep. But all of us continue to be goats as well. So today is the day that we begin thinking about this. Look at yourself. Look at your heart. Stand in front of your icon and ask yourself, when have I been a goat? And how can I offer this up to our Lord and Savior that he can help transform me so I can really be what I'm supposed to be, right? We're here today as followers. Let's follow. Let's continue to do those things that he has asked us. Let's offer these parts to him that he may transform them and change them. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.